Syria's rebels are in danger of losing the city of Aleppo. They've held a portion of that major city for many months. Now some rebels say they're losing ground to government forces. One activist told the Associated Press, if Aleppo falls, the Syrian uprising does too. Peter Ramsauer is an Austrian journalist who just spent 3 days reporting from inside the city. She's on the line from Turkey. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
How bad is it for the rebels?
Well, it's terribly bad. So I talked to one commander who is in charge of the front line in the old city, which is the most important front line the rebels are holding right now. He would tell me that the danger of losing Aleppo is imminent. And given that usually those people are supposed to boost the morale of their troops and at least pretend that they are still able to win a fight, I think this tells you a lot about their low morale. The problem is they tell me they simply cannot cope with two fronts simultaneously. So ISIS is fighting them from behind, as they say, and Assad is in front. And recently ISIS brought in heavy artillery, Humvees, etc., from Iraq into Syria, and they're gaining lots of ground. So these rebels are squeezed, and on top of things, they spotted many Hezbollah troops now siding with Assad. So they're afraid of losing it in the next days, actually.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on there. I do understand that ISIS, like a number of extremist groups in Iraq, wants to control the rebellion and has attacked other rebels in the past. But would they really go to the extreme of so damaging rebels that they would lose control of the most important city where they've had a foothold?
Absolutely, because ISIS is convinced that they would sort of create a caliphate, including Aleppo. And just yesterday, one rebel told me that after a fight against ISIS, ISIS troops would secretly sneak into their camp and behead six of them. So ISIS is now really trying to win first the rebels and then trying to defeat Assad. This is what they are thinking. This is the reason why Hezbollah is now showing up, because they are very much afraid that ISIS will run over Aleppo province and like try to sneak into Lebanon. What we are seeing right now is the two-front war, and it's very, very hard to predict how this is going to turn out for the rebels.
You mentioned Hezbollah. Of course, that is the Lebanese militia, the Shiite militia that has come in on the side of the Syrian government. So have the rebels physically lost ground? If you were to look at the front line, it is blocks further back than it was a few days or weeks ago.
Well, they definitely lost ground. They lost some crucial villages. They lost a very, very important suburb of Aleppo, which is called Sheikh Nashar. This is the industrial zone. This was taken over by the Assad government. They lost several villages to ISIS. But when it comes to the city of Aleppo, the prospects are really grim. And there is a strong influx of refugees right now out of Aleppo. There are still some people inside. The rate of barrel bombs has increased dramatically. We saw like 30 barrel bombs from the skies on a daily basis recently. So the air campaign Assad is flying is increasing. Many people are dying, like 20 people died on an average recently. Right now, when I was there, we counted up to 55 dead people. This is like an endless nightmare, since you like see a tiny spot on the sky and you can figure out, because you heard the sound of a helicopter, that this is going to be a barrel bomb, but you cannot tell where it will land. And after seeing the spot, it gives you like 20 seconds to figure out, well, there is going to be an impact soon, but you cannot run away because you don't know where to run to. So one woman tells me, it just gives you enough time to say goodbye to your life. And if you're doing this like four times a day, you're simply devastated. And even if you're alive, your soul is destroyed.
So if Aleppo were to fall to the forces of Syria's President Bashar al-Assad, what would be left of the rebel movement?
It would be finished. Many of the rebels I talked to are very depressed. They have a passionate hatred against ISIS, saying to me, ISIS has destroyed the revolution. When they talk about Assad, they say, it's a criminal, and they are very cold-blooded. But when it comes to ISIS, they say they have destroyed the revolution, and this is what it is, the end of the revolution.
Peter Ramsauer is an Austrian journalist. She was recently in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Thanks very much.
Thank you.